That's right. We're talking this Lucifer season finale. We've been waiting for this all season. I have to say, 10 episodes in, I had a great time with Lucifer and a great time with all of you. The world will not be destroyed because Lucifer forgave himself. Oh, no, that's not what happened. What's up, everybody? How's this panel doing today?
Yeah, that's not what happened. He thought, though. It would have been nice, right?
It would have been nice. It would have been fun. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what would have been nice, to be honest. I'm fiending for more Lucifer.
I know. Me too. But hopefully, hashtag save Lucifer again. Maybe we'll get there.
Do we need hashtag save Lucifer yet? Or, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right?
Well, we don't have a season 5 at this point. So I don't know if save is the right word, but like...
Renew?
Netflix, hear our prayers.
Netflix, we have to pray to the gods of Netflix. Is that what it is?
Pray. I think the gods of Netflix is Satan, though. So I think we have to pray to Satan to get Lucifer renewed.
Oh yeah, fetch me a goat. Where do we
gotta fetch the goat?
And we gotta fetch the goat.
Put your orgy pants on and fetch the goat.
Let's stop beefing. Get to this Monday. You guys don't remember that? No one?
No, okay. I remembered it. No, I remember. It was so good.
Okay. If you don't know who this panel is, you haven't been watching us. All the way to my left, Stephen Lemieux is in the building.
And I'm just like flapping for this episode.
What did we say? What did we say, Stephen?
Please tell him. Send Stephen to hell.
You're not allowed to use your Raise the Roof wings anymore.
What kind of wings can I use?
The kind that flap. Oh, no. He can't use any
wings. Let him be himself. Let him be himself. And, of course, the queen of the wings is in the building, Roxy Stryer.
Fly, queen, fly.
That's how it is. You are a fly
queen. You just used one wing. You're off kilter.
I will say that. You are a fly queen.
I am a fly queen.
And, of course, the bathrobe heartthrob. I am Teron. I am in the building hosting this panel as we talk all things Lucifer. Season 4, episode 10, the season finale. Who's the new king of hell?
Who's the new king of hell?
Yeah, which, okay, we're going to get into exactly how that plays out. We will be breaking down this episode. The case, even though the case was very arbitrary and what the case really means to the storyline. Abdication, Dromos and Squee. We got these demons incarnate in these bodies. Let's talk about him. Charlie, Linda and Amenadiel. Wow, that was a scene. Charlie again. Eve comes clean. Eve's epiphany. Should we just tell Dan and Ella the truth? At this point, how could they not know? Ella prays again. The Mayan, which, by the way, is a real Los Angeles location downtown. If you guys ever want to check it out, don't let me know because I've never been there. Lucifer goes to hell. News and gossip special segment, Circles of Hell. Wrapping up our thoughts and predictions as we have concluded this. It's actually a little bit sad. Much, much more. Let's start with overall thoughts. Stephen Lemieux, what did you think about this episode?
Not my favorite episode. Like, surprisingly, like, I was looking so much forward to the finale. I still thought it was a strong finale, but I was like,
I'm blown away that that was what you took, because I thought this episode was fire.
Wow.
All the puns intended. I mean, we got so many Roxy predictions came true. So let's just be clear. I'm always right.
Oh, fire. Got it.
Like hell.
Like
hellfire.
Yeah.
Let him be himself, Tara. Yeah, let him be himself.
I'm letting him be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then also, I just feel like the way that we ended made me know we're going to see more of this show. They've got such big plans. I'm excited for another season because we're going to hell. Spoiler alert, we're going to hell.
Well, interesting. I am torn between the two of you because I also was not impressed with the season finale. It felt like a good mid-season finale, but there was no season finale-ness to this.
Here's the issue, and let me see if you agree with me, Tyrone, because we're both going to disagree with Roxy.
Shocked.
That's you.
I didn't think there were big enough moments for the characters we care about that would need for a season finale. The only big one we get is Lucifer when he has to go back to hell, but we've kind of been expecting that for 6 episodes.
Quick, inappropriate question. Are you on crack? Because what? We had the biggest moments I've ever seen. Chloe almost gets eaten by demons. Lucifer almost eats somebody. He is able to be the devil, then have his angel wings. Everything going on with Ella, she's putting back on her necklace that's massive. Maze and Eve? Are you for real?
Honestly, Roxy, none of the things that happened in this episode led to that in those ways. When you break them down in a quick, like breakdown of what happened, yes, it sounds great. But it was an hour episode, and I'll tell you where the shortcomings were.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you where the shortcomings were.
Tell me, but I don't have to agree with you.
I know this. This is not what you do. But the shortcomings were this. First of all, when it comes to Lucifer, even something as much as like Linda missing Charlie, I didn't feel like the scene was emotional enough. If my baby's missing and something happens, I'm going crazy. Second of all, you mentioned Chloe. Chloe actually pissed me off this entire episode. Stay in the car. Do you understand stay in the car? Do you understand that you make Lucifer vulnerable? The one thing he has is his invulnerability, and you keep coming around? I'm sorry, Chloe. Listen, at this point, this isn't a cop. This is... We're talking angels and demons, human.
But true to her character.
Sure.
Chloe has done this from day one. She can't stay away from him. Even though in her mind she knows it makes him safer, she feels helpless and she has to go in there and make sure everything's okay because she knows even if it makes him vulnerable, at least she can do something about it.
I would have loved if Chloe went in there and Lucifer died as a result and it taught Chloe a freaking lesson.
What's that lesson?
The lesson is stay in the freaking car.
Always listen, in life? I don't think this is it.
Not always. When Satan says, hey, Chloe, I need you to stay in the car for this one.
It's not a very applicable life lesson. I don't think she's ever going to be able to use that for anybody else if he dies.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be anyone else. When it comes to Chloe, I think this is a big one.
I don't know if that's how lessons
Lucifer
work.
Lucifer consistently, when he turns on his Satan, you need to listen. Not his Lucifer. Not his Lucifer like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
She did listen to his Satan. Mm. And so did all them demons. Yeah. They all listened.
It's not so much any of that I had the issue with. I just felt like the stakes were low. Which is really weird because we haven't really gotten to know this child. I get that they took Charlie, right? But like... It was like that whole thing, like, we're going to do it to Charlie. Oh, no, we're not. We're going to do it. Oh, no, we're not. And I'm like, stop making suspense with this child. Like, I want the characters that we've built and grown with for so long to have some kind of stakes. Like, maybe the demons are about to kill Amy or Ella, or maybe the demons are something's going on with Dan, or like something outside of just this small circle of the mind
and
is happening with these
and
demons.
And how quick it was. I do want to give a special shout out to the music selection and the show scoring team who do not get enough credit because they are the real winners. They added such suspense. They've been picking good songs the entire season. And I don't know if they're getting enough credit for what they do, but especially in this episode, I noticed that without this music, this would have been not such a great episode at all.
All that being said, I love the episode.
Okay, let's get into our breakdown. Let's talk about these things.
I cannot wait right now. I am coming out guns blazing right now.
I hope so. I hope you. So the case, which is a little bit of arbitrary, but does lead to it. We get the first victim, Holla Bay. Maybe that's what set the tone for me not liking this episode as much. When Holla Bay was just like, that's right, we're going to get this Monday. And I was just like, okay. Did we not just have two episodes where we were like, oh, we were going to be a little woke? And then this.
But this is a personality trait. I didn't have any problems with this at all.
Of course you didn't.
This is literally like the Instagram little like buttons across the 100%. Page and everything. I thought it was great. And I wasn't expecting him to get stabbed right when he opened the door. I thought it was going to be like a different kind of death. But no, just I was like, oh, damn.
All I was thinking about, which makes you know how long we've been out here in LA for, is, oh, this actor can't use this in his reel. It looks like he's just shooting this on his iPhone, and also he's not going to want to be cast in this role again. Like
this role,
it's all I could think about. Oh, this is not good for his reel.
It's actually the opening to his reel.
I don't think so.
Holla Bay and Monopolize were my least favorite characters.
I liked Monopolize way better than Holla Bay.
I cannot get on board with
this. Dan's beatboxing.
That was a highlight.
That was dope.
Dan's beatboxing with Ella actually brought me back to Danella, yes. And I was like, they need to be back together.
He was low-key amazing, right?
Yeah, I mean, was that really coming from him? I think it really was.
That was fire.
And I'll tell you why I think it was, because he could not rap on beat. And that's what I made...
He was really good. And then I also liked the friend of, what's his name? Monopolize. The friend who's like, yo, tell him.
You
tell
want a him hot pocket?
These. The super snitch? Yeah. Look, all these things.
Hey,
elements.
Yo, be easy on my friends.
Actually, his name might have been Be Easy. That's G-Eazy's little cousin. Oh. Here's the concept. I was just, I did not like those characters at all. I'm so sorry.
Really?
I cannot ship those characters. I cannot. Here we have such a wonderful play on so many things. We come off two woke episodes back to back. One about being mixed, one about being walking while black, basically. And then we insert this. We insert Halle Bay and Monopolize.
I agree that they were not the most creative characters. You know, this is not us pushing any kind of boundaries. But I do think that this was just a fun way to show people that are so different than our characters. People that are so different than Chloe and Amenadiel and Lucifer and Linda that are just out there. Like, the fact that Chloe had no idea who these people were and Ella and Dan were obsessed with them, that's funny.
I'm surprised that you have an issue with it, Tehran, because literally, like, I feel like people who don't live in Los Angeles would be like, people aren't like that. But we live here, and we know at least five of those people who are just like that.
I think his issue was because of their race. Is that correct?
It has to do with specifically you chose. This isn't a show that's been littered with black characters. I'm so sorry. So when you do have a black character and you're coming off of Caleb, I do not want to see Halle Bay and Monopolize to get right back on that. We went from woke to broke within one episode.
It's, I mean, why, they had money, though.
Did they?
It's why Amenadiel talked about or DB's talked about why it's so important, because he's the only black series regular.
100%.
So you're right, there's not that many.
Not at all.
And so I totally get what you're saying. I thought for this specific storyline, it worked, but it is kind of a bummer it's coming off of episode 8.
Halle Bay. That's all I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let that simmer really quick.
Is that going to be my new nickname?
That could be your...
You're the queen of Halle Bay.
However, if that same character was a black female character, I wouldn't have been as tainted.
Because
with
it wouldn't have been as much of a stereotype?
It wouldn't have been as much of a stereotype. Here we would have had Halle Bay, and she's like, I'm coming off beef with Monopolize. Oh, no. I would have been a little more lenient. I would have been much more lenient had this been a white rapper who was doing the exact same things. These are Instagram rappers. I understand that. Now, when you are mocking the Tupac Biggie beef, which is what they're doing, understand that for a lot of people, this is very real. B, you're coming off the death of Nipsey Hussle when this episode's coming out. So you should have been aware of that as well. I'm so sorry. This was just it was tone deaf when it comes to the culture.
I totally feel you. And it's not just that they were alluding to the Biggie Pac stuff. They said it out loud. They straight up said this is the biggest beef.
This is the biggest beef since Biggie and Pac. And there are rappers who are actually in real beefs, because you carry the street life into being famous and it does not change.
And they said that the reason that they have beef is because one killed another person's friend. It wasn't, I almost wish that they had said, like, they have beef because something ludicrous, like he took the last piece of pie during whatever.
I would have been much, all those things would have been,
it wasn't as many parallels.
As many real parallels, especially going into, you have NBA YoungBoy just was in a shootout right before Rolling Out Loud, Nipsey Death's Hustle, you have real rap beefs. This is just young Dolph and Yo Gotti. Young Dolph got shot up 100 times and survived. I mean, this is just a little bit of tone deafness when it comes. And I would be very interested into looking into that writer's room and seeing how many people of the culture or how many people of color are actually in that writing room today.
I don't know the answer to that. And I'm glad you're talking about it, because I wouldn't have necessarily been aware or cognizant of this while watching. So I'm glad that you're sharing.
Yeah. So that's why. And maybe that set the tone. But then I also, separate from that, there was a lot of stuff in the episode that just kind of wrapped up as if, oh, we have one last episode, let's throw everything in there. And one of those things was the abdication scene with Lucifer basically explaining how he's going to abdicate from the throne and then just giving the throne to Dramos, which...
Can't happen because we learned that only an angel. I mean, we already knew that, but only an angel can sit on the throne of hell.
Are these two guys, are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
I'm not
familiar with them as characters. I'm familiar with the fact that they are not from the comic book. So there's two separate incantations of the Lucifer comics. 2006, where we get the 75 issues of comics, and then again in 2011, where we kind of get a different Lucifer. This is taking more from that 2006 with elements of 2011, and yet at no time are Dramos and Squee mentioned in anywhere. Which you could have used some of these characters that exist. I mean,
yeah, I thought that was an interesting choice. Also, if anybody, Squee's the grossest name I've ever heard. There's something about that.
Squee.
That every time they said it,
Well, everyone hates Squee. So
everyone hates Squee. I hate Squee, and I don't know Squee. Yeah. But I thought that they could have. My one thing with the episode was I thought that these characters could have been a little stronger. However, I did love seeing the Saint of All Killers,
Father Kinley,
turn this way because his chops are for real, man.
Amazing. He's a highlight by far.
Yeah.
When he yelled, "Stop talking!" That was, I was like, whoa, that was heavy.
I'm surprised it took 10 episodes for somebody to say that to Eve.
Stop talking. I do not take orders from you. You are not our king. And then he smacks her. By the way, Eve gets smacked twice in this episode. Also,
kinda
I didn't really.
It,
I did not like.
Roxy's the only one who can say that.
Yeah.
I also have an aversion to when men hit women. I looked at that and I at least kill her. At least be demonic and kill her. It really.
I'm not looking at him as a man.
He's a demon.
Yeah.
He's a D-man.
All men that hit women are.
Okay. That's very, very true, and I agree. But I think that Eve, and no, I don't really mean she deserves to get hit, but she definitely deserves something because, yes, she is sorry by the end, but same thing as Lucifer, you cannot forgive yourself in one day, and I think this is going to be a long road for her because she done everything. Messed up.
Yeah, well, Eve has a couple epiphanies, and that was actually a really nice highlight. But also, I felt like it could have been done a little more dramatically. What did you think of Eve's epiphanies?
I like that she has the self-awareness to be like, yeah, I was kind of in my mind going after one goal, but not paying attention to the effects that I've been causing through the other things. Because I don't think originally her plan was to release a demon and everything. The plan wasn't. It was a grand gesture to give Lucifer Father Kinley to end the prophecy and have him say that the prophecy's fake so Lucifer can be alive again. But, I mean, you can't blame her for stabbing him in the neck when she's being choked to death. What you can blame her for is what happened after, where she summons the demon. But she's, like, so up in her feelings that she doesn't even realize what she's doing at the time.
Let's not forget that she unbuckles Father Kinley in order to do something. Like, she kidnapped him. She set this. She's the catalyst for all of this. So, yes, she stabbed him after being choked. However, seeing a little bit of Eve today, that was a little bit of a part of the plan, Roxy.
I'm slightly confused and was hoping you guys could clarify for me what she was talking about with the phone situation. I gave you that phone. You have my phone. This is how I found it, to keep in touch with me, to keep tags. When and how long has she been in on this?
I think, like, once she realized she killed Kinley and used him as the message to hell, because I don't think when she was unbuckling him, he was originally going to be the person she was going to have be the message. But after he attacked her, he was.
Because
I think
he was trying to make her the messenger.
Yeah, he was trying to make her the messenger. She turned him to the messenger. Mm-hmm. But I think she knew who Dromos was when Dromos came back from hell and was like, okay. Or in her mind, she's like, all right, here's the plan. We're going to get Lucifer to go back to hell, blah, 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 blah. So they're on the same page until Lucifer abdicates and then Dromos goes his own way.
I agree.
So, yeah. Okay. So
she tells him about Lux. She tells him where to find Lucifer, what to say. We need him back in hell.
To me, and I could be dead off here, but it seemed like she had, while Lucifer had been on Earth, she had been in hell. Like, she had gone there either A, looking for him, or B, looking for herself, trying to find, and had cultivated relationships with these people while there, and then had come to Earth from hell.
I don't know. I think if we get a flashback, we could.
Yeah.
That's a theory.
I'm not saying the show said that.
And it would be great if it would give me a little more meat to this episode if that was the case.
I think the issue with this episode, which sucks because I think the writers did such a great job doing what they had. Last time they ended this show, season 3's finale, was such a cliffhanger and such a moment that you needed more, that they had to end this one in a way that they didn't want fans to be upset if there wasn't another season. I think they were too careful because of that reason. It was like a fear of failure. But I still think they're going to definitely get another season.
Well, I didn't feel that way at all because there was enough for me to know that they are banking on another season. That I love you moment with Chloe where he has to leave. We can't assume that's going to be the last time they see each other. With Eve walking off, she has to go find herself. What does that leave Maze doing? I've got tons of questions there. With Amenadiel and Linda, who are about to raise this baby, there's so many.
There's a lot of things that could, like, loose ends that need to be tied up, but it also is a good ending point. I've recently seen a similar scene with the last episode of The Gifted. Stephen?
Not going to go there.
Can you?
Okay. Let's not go off topic.
All right. So, Dramos and Squee. Let's talk
Stop
about
saying
them.
It. Stop Squee. Saying, oh.
Squee.
Squee. You guys know those, I'm sure there are men too, but a lot of women hate the word moist.
Yes.
Have you heard that? That's like a whole movement. I don't mind the word moist. Something about Squee makes my insides crawl.
Dramos and Squee.
It's like Pinky in the Brain.
Not even, because there is no Pinky or Brain. Because Pinky's supposed to be the smarter one.
You know what's funny?
There's none.
With Dramos and Squee, they're not the brightest demons, but I thought their plan to get new demons was brilliant. You hole up with Squee in the confessional, and you just kill every person who comes to the confessional in the church.
That's actually the number one thing that I thought was interesting, was how we were told that Dramos and Squee aren't that smart, and yet they seemed actually very smart. They had a plan. It was viable. It was a pretty decent plan. Actually, the only reason... the person who came off a little slow was Eve when she was like, the Aztecs, the Incans, I can't remember the one culture that I haven't said.
Mayans.
Yeah.
Mayans.
The Mayans. You're right.
Mayans. Yeah. She did come off that way, but she's kind of come off that way for a lot of the show. And I agree. They did seem rather smart. However, I think that the payoff in the end with them all having to bow down showed that they're just servants.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't matter what plans they have or what brain part of their brain they're going to use that day. When Lucifer speaks, they listen, and that makes you a sheep.
I mean, I don't think it's over between Lucifer and Dramos. Dramos, obviously, Lucifer had banned being possession a couple years ago, and here Dramos comes away with possessing someone, then challenges Lucifer basically in the club. Lucifer turns devil eyes when he brings up torturing people alive.
I would have liked to see some tee up to Dramos and Squee or the other demons, or have the whoever that woman was, who I think she's a stunt actress that they used as the demon who had that terrible like smirk on her
Lila
face.
Lila Claiborne is the victim.
Yeah, I think like I would have liked to see when Chloe was back in Rome researching like name drops for some of these demons or something, like the devil's generals that'll come to Earth or something like that, because I would have liked to like see them in their demon form on the litigious way and then have them come out, so we have kind of a build up for these characters. Right now it's just there's so many demons and we only get Dramos and Squee.
Yeah.
But I think next season we should be coming out of
Maze hell. Is however directly from the comic book. Maze has been set up. Maze, we had an affinity towards Maze.
I'm just talking about, he's saying we only get for demons. We also have seen a different side of demons.
I meant this episode. Like, it just is like an introduction of two characters we've never seen before.
And they're gone.
I think we could have had breadcrumbs. And I don't think they're going to be gone. I'd love to see them come back in some way, shape, or form and have different actors playing the same character.
For sure, Lucifer was going to eat him, right? Like, literally consume him?
I didn't get that. I thought he was just going to disgustingly murder him.
He said, eat me or something. He said, okay, I will. And Chloe walked in, I thought he was going to, like, ribs.
Like, just start cannibalizing him?
Which flipped me the F out.
Yeah. Daryl Lay in the chat says, Maze has her actual body, which is why she's different. Which is a great point.
That's true. That's she's why she not can't possess possessing, people. Yeah. Well, I don't think she couldn't possess people, but she's not.
Let's get to the concept of Charlie, which, by the way, as much as you hate Squee, I hate Charlie. I don't like that name.
Charlie's a baby.
Charlie is a baby.
Charlie bit me.
And honestly, I'm the only one on the panel that can say this. I'm kind of questioning if Charlie is Linda's baby. I'm so sorry. They didn't add a hint of Linda in there. I'm so sorry to tell you this.
I didn't want to say it, but
listen, you can't say it. I understand. I appreciate that. We have not discussed this before this. However, when you're looking at that baby, there was no hint of being mixed at all, which is, I'm not saying that babies can't come come out a certain way, but that baby wouldn't.
The celestial is strong in the baby.
Usually, though, you don't question who the mom is because it just came out of her vagine. You question who the dad is. Understand. But for sure, I know what you're saying.
100%. And every time you looked at the baby, it came up.
I know that you guys seem to have, or Tehran, you said that you have an issue with it wasn't sad enough. Or was that you, Steve?
Okay.
I disagree. I thought this was the first time we got to... The actress that plays Linda comes from Groundlings. She was either Main Company or Sunday Company forever. She's always been in so many comedies, and then this role comes up, but we haven't seen her do anything like this to this point. And I thought she was so brilliantly poised for her care. She's still a therapist. She's still good at trying to talk herself down. You know, he's probably with a Menendeel. It's going to be okay. But it's also her child. So she's freaking the freak out. And I thought that those two things pulling inside her, she did a brilliant job. And I loved how they handled Charlie.
Yeah, I think she was in shock. And I think she did a good way of portraying shock. Because when you have your child taken away, it's one thing to think in one way and have all of the imagination come with that of like, okay, Amenadiel's taking him to the Silver City. I'm never going to see my son again, blah, blah, blah. That's an entire line of thought. And then, nope, demons have him. Oh, God. So it's an entire another line of thought that just haywires her brain. And she's just like, can't function.
I Rachel Harris is the actor that mm-hmm. you're referring to.
So great.
Excellent actor. I've been Team Linda for a very long time. I feel like Linda would have wanted to be there. You know who would have gotten other? Linda. Mom? Mom wants to protect baby. Mom should have been a little more active.
She's like a day out of the hospital, Tehran.
Okay.
But that is
a day out of a hospital. Mom lifts a car to save her baby. True. That has happened.
And that is an interesting point, because when Amenadiel is like, no, I won't take Charlie to the Silver City because I just saw what you're capable of. And that means that our baby is safer here. And I was thinking to myself, What did Linda do?
Yeah, exactly.
That was weird to me.
And that's my only point.
I didn't fault her for performance wise. I thought it was great. But it was funny when Amenadiel said that. And I just thought, all right, are you just trying to make her feel better? Or do you really think she did something she did not? Because that was all Eve. Even though Eve put us into that mess, Eve got us out of the baby mess.
Well, she finally put those heels to good use, that's for sure.
And we also learn about Charlie. We learned about Charlie, and this is Roxy's prediction, is that Charlie is half angel, half human, and able to go to...
Either one, without having to die. Yeah.
Roxy is right.
And doesn't have, even though he doesn't have wings, he just needs a ride. He needs to catch a ride.
And so he can catch a ride with his dad. And honestly, at this point, I'm sitting there thinking, if I'm his mom, I want what's best for him.
Silver City?
I kind of think so. I think so, at least for a few years, because I just saw, look at the demons trying to make him the devil, the king of hell, my baby.
I know, but the angels are going to do the exact same thing with him with angelness. Like,
that's okay with me.
But is it like you've met Ramil? She's so distant from humanity.
But Linda hasn't. Linda hasn't met Ramil.
She doesn't have that knowledge. I'm just saying, if I'm in Linda's shoes, I'm probably thinking the same thing she did, which is like, you know what, take my baby. I can't.
I think moms are always going to want to keep. They're going to be like, I'm the best thing for my baby. That's a natural instinct. So I couldn't be on board with that. I just thought that Linda did nothing and was rewarded in every way. And that's what I wanted Linda to be more. I'm coming too. No, Linda, you have to stay here. Just the simple lines, just her a sense of urgency from her.
Mm. Or include her at the Mayan and have her be a linchpin that changes things.
The Mayan.
It is the Mayan. It's an actual place. And what goes down in the Mayan, what happens at the Mayan stays at the Mayan. Let's talk about that Mayan scene, that all out demon fight.
This is what made the entire episode gold for me. I loved this fight. I love what happens all the way until Lucifer tells them all, go back, and they all pass out. Everything that happens.
You didn't like that part?
No, I loved. Oh, okay. It was my favorite part of the episode, because watching these fights and rooting for, I guess you don't call Lucifer and humanity, but I feel like he's Team Earth, so he is now. I thought that was so well shot. It moved my heartstrings.
Pulled them. Am I the only person who's thinking, like, what's going to happen when LAPD gets that call? Like, I hope the first scene of next season is, like, Dan and Ella and Chloe showing up on site for the Mayan with 50 bodies on the ground that are all drained of blood. Like, there's, like, 50 to 60 people there that are all just dead now.
But the cops are there. They're there. It's Chloe.
Yeah, it's Chloe. And now how does she explain that she's surrounded by 50, 60 bodies?
Cops are pretty good at covering things up. I'm not saying all of them do. I'm just saying she's there, and I think she's going to be able to figure this out.
I think they're going to use a cult excuse of some sort. This is okay. One of those situations where everyone drank the Kool-Aid.
There you go. That's a good point.
It's a because the whole concept of the Mayan is
and they all killed themselves.
It's a place of sin, it's a den of sin and a place of worship, which is actually a take which I really liked on a lot of the churches, like Church Home and all the other churches that use theaters and actually advocate for young people to go to church. But then the very next night, you know, it's a concert. Iggy Azalea's in concert at the same place, and I actually like.
Well,
that.
She's not in concert anywhere anymore.
So that the concept is that it's a church and a place of sin.
Yeah, it was a cool play on words for it.
Yeah, and they used it, and they used the Mayan, which is an actual location. That was really nice.
Well, it's also frequent.
I've never been there. However, this made me want to go there.
Let's
and
go.
And I thought about it in my head, like, was this the best promotion for this place?
Probably. Yeah.
That, and I also think that just using the Mayan as the imagery, basically Mayan sacrifices and things like that, sending people to the gods and sacrificing to the gods, I thought it was a really cool dynamic they used for imagery with what they were doing.
It was good for me. I liked it. I liked it a lot more than I liked the should we just tell Dan and Ella the truth scene.
See, I thought you would really enjoy that because you wanted Ella to find her faith on her own, and she did, and you wanted them not to reveal themselves, and they didn't. You just didn't like the verbiage of it?
I did not like the way it was done, and I'll explain, especially with the Ella's faith thing. I liked how she said, I felt alone. I just thought it could have been a lot more powerful. They should have stayed on that for just an extra second. Because that was a very powerful thing. And then at the end, she puts the necklace on. I would have liked her to put the necklace on right after Dan leaves the... Just little things. I just feel like it would have played better. It's like listening to an album and being like, this song should have went here and this song should have went there.
So you didn't hate it. You just would have rearranged it.
Exactly. I would have just rearranged it and made it a little more powerful.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a fun scene. Like, I didn't think too much into it. I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad Chloe brought up that it took her a long time to get over Lucifer's face. It'd be really weird to be like, hey, guys. By the way, angels, demons, get with it, because we have to go save this baby that's not looking mixed, but is. I don't know.
If we get a season 5, do we tell Dan Ella?
Yes. Yes, but I've been saying that this season, too.
Steven?
I don't think we tell Ella. I think Ella's got to be the character that stays out of it. But I think Dan has to find out at some point. But again, I don't want it to be as black or white as like Satan and God. I think it needs to be like... His investigation reveals just how Amenadiel has wings and brings them out from time to time. I think Dan has to start putting pieces together and have it be an investigation that lasts like 3 or 4 episodes that brings to that point for a reveal.
Well, I wonder what all of you at home think. Should we tell Dan and Ella? We love hearing your comments below. Please let us know below. And of course, as always, you are as much, if not more so, a part of this panel than all of us. You are very much a part of the AfterBuzz family. And because of that, we ask you to do one little thing, which is share, comment, and subscribe. Spread the word. Get more people to join this discussion. We talk about all of the same TV shows that you like to talk about. And we talk about them with you. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us that 5-star rating. We so greatly deserve. As always, we thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
I love that also showrunners listen to our show. And Steven, I know you're friends with the Lucifer showrunner, but I think it's great because we're talking about the next season. Maybe if you guys leave your comments below, they look at it, they incorporate some of your ideas.
More nudity! We want more nudity.
More butts, more butts.
More butts.
I did wonder why every time Lucifer changes into Satan... with the Satan wings, his pants stayed on.
It's the Hulk syndrome.
It's the Hulk syndrome.
It's the Hulk syndrome. Mm-hmm.
Keep those pants on.
It's really hard.
It's TV.
It's a huge budget to animate a CGI phallus.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially one as large as the devil's. As we saw in Watchmen. That was like the $10 million penis for some reason. When it comes to Lucifer and that last scene where he tells everyone to go back to hell, that was one. Then we get another one where Chloe and Lucifer basically admit to their love for one another. And then Lucifer goes back to hell.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Boom, 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 back to back.
Loved this. Loved this. Thank goodness they said, I love you. You were right, Tehran. I jumped on this board that it was her. She was the first love, not Eve. And I thought that was beautiful.
Do you guys feel like Trixie was kind of left out a lot this season?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to get her more next season because I think Chloe's going to be reeling from Lucifer's absence. And now that she's finally admitted it, because she's been struggling with it for so long, I think this is going to affect her more than seeing his true face.
It's interesting. There is a character in the Lucifer comics whose name I forget right now, who's a child who has basically a little bit of powers. And I was hoping Trixie would become that person or something, because Trixie was in and out and we never really get to see her as much. And
you can't make people be something they're not, Tehran. Haven't you learned this from this season?
From this season. She was the humanity of the season. What do you think is going to happen now that Lucifer is back in hell?
Well, I feel like that's predictions, right?
Yeah, but
we can get your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Go ahead, Rob.
I mean, you set this off.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. Okay, I think that that probably either Eve or Chloe's going to have to go find him. Got to go get him.
So someone's got to get Lucifer
to bring him back. Yeah.
I honestly don't know where the show is going to take this. I think they left it open for a lot of creativity, and they have probably 50 different ideas, and the one they choose is probably going to be the best of the 50. I think that something is going to happen regardless of Lucifer being in hell that sends demons to Earth. I don't think he's going to, I don't think his returning actually does what he thinks it does. I think the prophecy has already been fulfilled, and next season will be him returning to Earth to fight against it.
I would have really liked to have seen Lucifer Satan it up while he was in hell. I would have liked that imagery. I liked the imagery.
It looks boring
in
hell.
Ash, it did look, and he looked around as if it was boring. He looked around like, what am I doing here?
I'd love to get like the all around me are familiar, and yeah, get like a montage of him walking through this like different areas of hell with people getting tortured in the background. I think that'd be great.
Well, hopefully we'll get some of that. Let's find out what we're going to get in news and gossip.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, quick honorable mention. Him walking into the office, sorry, but him walking into the office, the entire dance number with all the cops walking around and stuff like that.
That was wild.
I was like, what? Is this a musical episode?
So in our news and gossip this week, we are talking about if we were to get a season 5, a lot of people are pitching a crossover with John Constantine, the Prince of Darkness. Obviously, we know Constantine from his own TV show. Now he's on Legends of Tomorrow. And if Lucifer is going to hell, CBR.com did a whole pitch for how John Constantine could save him and bring him back. It's really interesting, so go check it out, CBR.com, because I love John Constantine. And he was another one, hashtag save Constantine. So, you know.
Well, that would be very cool if we get Constantine. It would be very cool if we get Jason Blood and Aragorn, because they play a big part in Lucifer's comic book. So, that demon. I mean, there's a lot of ways they can go. Lucifer was its own world and crossed over a lot, so anything can happen. Let's play our special segment game.
All right.
Circles of Hell.
Circles of Hell.
Squeeze probably in one of these circles of hell. Guys, we're in the ninth circle of hell, which is treachery, which we can apply to a lot of things, especially with Dromos and Squee this episode. But there's something really interesting about this circle of hell and us ending the finale on it, is that there's 4 rounds of the ninth circle of hell, and the worst of the worst are in these. And round 1 is famous for having Cain in the first circle of hell. So it'd be, or the ninth circle of hell. So it's really interesting that Lucifer's now back in hell and Cain would be there too after being killed. Round 2 is Antenor after Antenor of Troy, but then skip the next one because the third one's Ptolemy, but round 4, Judas. So Judas is in the deepest circle of hell for what he did. And I would think it'd be interesting to now, Lucifer always teases like who is, you'd be surprised who's in hell. What if it's the people we're not surprised by that we're introduced to next season? It'd be really interesting to see kind of a community grow in hell that can kind of go to Earth and be the A-team for Lucifer that goes to Earth to fight the demons. I don't know, but with treachery, we can apply this to the demons, we can apply this to Eve, we can apply this to Lucifer betraying his people and basically abdicating the throne, and basically the fact that he told them he was going on vacation, but he never intended to go back, that's betraying everyone who's in hell. And now that they know, that's the reason he has to go back, is because his lie, which he never lies, but they discovered that his lie, and they needed to.
Well, lies are about intention. Maybe he started off a vacation and ended up abdication.
Falling in love with Chloe.
Good one.
Yeah. That's how it works. Well, we have a lot of things that we've discussed throughout this season 4 of episodes. And this finale was phenomenal. We can't wait for season 5 to answer some of our questions. But until then, where can people find you if you want to be found? Stephen Lemieux.
You can find me with my angel wings on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux.
I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
And of course, I am Teron. Literally, I am Teron all across the board. Find me also hosting paneling on a slew of AfterBuzz after shows as we talk all things about your favorite TV programs because they are mine too. Until next time, this panel, we love you guys. See you in hell.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.